Planning factors. The planning factors reside in the item master file. Planning factors include information about ordering, policy, and use.
Lot size.
Lot sizing is done primarily for production requirements. Lot size is the standard amount of an item ordered. Lot size is determined by the policy adopted by planners for the quantity to be planned at the end item or component level. The policy can be lot for lot to meet the exact quantity needed, or a quantity based on economic order quantity or other factors. If the item is ordered in fixed order quantities, this will affect plan order size. The order policy may be multiple or min, and there may be a max per order. Multiple allows only ordering multiples of the lot size. Min is a minimum lot size, but any incremental amount above this is allowed. Max is the maximum size of the order.
Order quantity.
Order quantity is done primarily for sourcing requirements. The order quantity is the lot size translated into the resulting number of units the MRP system or planner releases. Order quantity can also use multiple min and max. If the unit of measure is eaches, the order quantity equals the lot size or multiples thereof.
Unit of measure.
The unit of measure could be in eaches, individual units, by case, pallet, truckload, or container load. Or it could be in linear distance, cubic solid volume, liquid volume, or weight units. The unit of measure needs to be understood when calculating order quantity. For example, one pallet may equal 100 eaches. Planners validate that the unit is set up correctly. Unit of measure conversions are a potential source of error.
Lead time.
This is the lead time required for released work orders or purchase orders so that an item is received when it is required. Lead times for work orders can be based on an engineering estimate or historical knowledge of the time needed to complete a component. Lead time for purchase orders can be based on an estimate or a historical average of the delivery lead time.
Safety lead time.
Safety lead time is ordering supply or scheduling production earlier than needed. If kept temporarily, it does not increase inventory levels.
Safety stock.
Safety stock is the amount of inventory that is reserved to protect against fluctuations in supply and demand or forecast error. This stock is included in the projected available. If an order reduces the projected available below the required safety stock level, the planned order must include replenishing the safety stock, as well as supplying what is needed to fill the order.
Scrap and yield.
The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines these and related terms as follows. Scrap. Material outside of specifications and possessing characteristics that make rework impractical.
Yield.
The amount of good or acceptable material available after the completion of a process. It is usually computed as the final amount divided by the initial amount converted to a decimal or percentage. In manufacturing planning and control systems, yield is usually related to specific routing steps or to the parent item to determine how many units should be scheduled to produce a specific number of finished goods. For example, if 50 units of a product are required by a customer and a yield of 70% is expected, then 72 units, computed as 50 units divided by 7, should be started in the manufacturing process.
SIN,
material yield.
C,
scrap factor,
yield factor,
scrap factor. A factor that expresses the quantity of a particular component that is expected to be scrapped upon receipt from a vendor, upon completion of production, or while that component is being built into a given assembly. It is usually expressed as a decimal value. For a given operation or process, the scrap factor plus the yield factor is equal to 1. For example, if the scrap factor is 30% or 3, then the yield is 70% or 7. In manufacturing planning and control systems, the scrap factor is usually related to a specific item in the item master, but may be related to a specific component in the product structure. For example, if 50 units of a product are required by a customer and a scrap factor of 30%, a yield of 70% is expected, then 72 units, computed as 50 units divided by 7, should be started in the manufacturing process.
SIN,
scrap rate.
C,
yield,
yield factor.
Yield factor. A measurement of the yield of a process. For a specific process or operation, yield factor plus scrap factor equals 1C. Scrap factor,
yield.
When a process produces scrap, MRP increases the planned order release amount by a scrap or yield factor to account for this. The number of units to produce is calculated by dividing the number of units ordered by the work center's yield. For example, if 1 liter of soup is needed and it has an 80% yield, then 1 liter/0.8 yield factor equals 1.25 liters to input to the process. Or 1.25 liters multiplied by 0.2 scrap factor equals 0.25 liters, the extra input needed to result in 1 liter of soup. The master production schedule and RP calculations would factor this in. The lot sizes that are set therefore need to account for the yield factor. Scrap is used for inputs and yield is used for outputs. While the math of converting from scrap to yield and back again helps show their theoretical inverse relationship, in actual practice, only one of these factors will be used for any given process. For example, in the soup industry for production, only the yield is used, not scrap. When engaged in purchasing, the important concept is scrap, not yield. Yield may be higher or lower than expected, since actual production performance may differ from the standard. Higher yield than planned could result in a higher on-hand balance than desired. For example, this is one reason lot for lot might have an on-hand balance, while lower than expected yield could result in depletion of the desired on-hand balance, or safety stock.